making music, making music, even though life's so hectic. She said she didn't like rap music, cause it never made her feel like Luther Van or Alexander O'Neal. I started laughing. The next thing that happened is I got onto a plane from Heathrow to JFK, went to Manhattan to record with this kid staying in Shaolin Staten, and meet my companion called P. Talked about a few things, agreed and disagreed, but we were mentally on the same vein. Hopped on the same plane back to London, which left a lot of kids wondering, is this fella really on a something, or is he fronting? Went to the ATM and withdrew cash, put on my cell phone fast, and it flashed two messages. One from a chick I used to mess with, one from a chick I wanna get with. I call the one I wanna get with right away, and let the one I used to mess with wait a day. That's okay, I got a lot on my mind. Got to my crib, I packed my bag and drunk the airplane wine, yo. And when the wine had been consumed, I looked around and dawned upon me someone had been in my room. My mail was open, a glass was broken, and at the same token, my telephone had moved. Called my man and heard some bad news. A soldier got murdered like 4 weeks ago. And the bad thing about this was I didn't even know, yo. So now my main concern's making dough, trying to stay off the phone, trying to reach my goal, trying to get to the top of my dream with the team.
It's just team music and Washington classics. All we do is make beats that's fantastic. Get an ill MC, put him on plastic, manufacture it and sell it to the store. Then we make the dough back and do it once more, and make the hands of the world applaud. It's just team music and Washington classics.